Fiona Poole, Statewide Afternoons.
Have you ever sat in a truck cab or driven a rig? You know, all I've ever done is wave at truckies from my inferior and much smaller vehicle as I've pulled up next to a truck on the highway. You know, truckies notoriously get a bad rap. They're often considered irresponsible cowboys, pushing the speed limits and driving beyond their attention abilities. But how fair is that? You know, how many of us have actually sat up there and seen what it takes to drive the highways as a profession? Dr. Jan Karp is a lecturer in criminology at the University of New England. She has spent the last 2 years travelling with interstate truck drivers and recording her conversations with them. It's given her quite a different perspective. Jan, good afternoon.
Hi, Fee.
Why did you want to, for starters, look into the life of truckies?
Well, I'm from South Sydney, and I've had about 15 years worth of contact with interstate drivers, and you hear their stories, their heartache. Actually, the music you were playing, My Heart is a Million Miles Away, is some of the sentiments, and I want to know more about why they did the work.
So what did you do?
I did the research in a professional manner. I wasn't attached to a university at the time, but I followed all the protocols and guaranteed these men anonymity and asked permission to ride with them, and it was a real privilege that they allowed me in the truck. I think the main thing I had to learn to do was to stay silent and actually not talk a lot and let them concentrate on their driving. And then as they felt comfortable and trusted that I could fit into the culture of the workplace, they told me their stories.
What is it like? What is the life of a truckie like?
From my perspective, which I would call a toe-in-the-water approach, I didn't drive a truck. For me, there's a sense of cabin fever, a sense of dislocation, a sense of isolation, but also I think for a country like Australia, a great sense of community but a mobile sort of community feel about driving a truck.
Why is that? Where does the community come from? Is that at road stops? Is that?
Yes, the men were career professional drivers. They have huge responsibility with these trucks, so underlying the sense of driving is knowing how to drive, how to securing a load, how to get that load to the place on time. If they have a mechanical failure, how to deal with it. And all those issues, including paying debts and providing for family, is something that they think about as they engage in long trips. But as they do those trips, they're talking to other drivers on the CB. They stop at garages and have a chat there. And because they do this driving over, in my case, these men were doing 15, 20, 35 and 40 years worth of driving, they have a whole community of people who that they know and know intimately away from their families.
What about the hours? What are the hours like for truck drivers?
I know what the hours were like for me, and and I'm not shy of work, but these men are doing the legal amount. It's a good 12 hours and with the short breaks in between. And I think by the time they've started and finished and earned enough to basically pay their bills, there's a sense of, for me, there was a sense of cabin fever. Almost like a jet lag, and I remember getting out of the truck and saying to one of them, can you just watch what I'm doing here? I sort of don't really know where I am. You know, I felt unsure, and I wanted to remain safe around the petrol station where we were filling up.
Mm. So it's 12 hours and then a rest, and is that for 5 days and then a couple of days off?
Well, these men are driving interstate, so we're talking Brisbane to Sydney, you know, all the capital territories, the back row through Dubbo. They're the trips that I did. They have three ways of logging the hours that they're doing and complying. One is the point-to-point camera, the other is the work log, and then, of course, we have the global tracking system. So they have three systems that they have to fill in, and I would like to tell you that I have written a whole chapter about how they fill in those books, having recorded and listened, and it's very hard to understand it all. So for me to explain to anybody, even for truckies to explain the complexity of these arrangements, year is very difficult. I recorded them and transcribed them and found it hard.
I think the public have a perception of truck drivers sometimes as, you know, being cowboys on the road, maybe pushing the speed limit, pushing their abilities of attention because they just, you know, have to get to a destination. Of course, we know some of the more negative press that they get around amphetamines use. What did you find out about those issues?
Look, there wasn't a driver I spoke to, literally no driver said there was not an issue with amphetamines. So no one said there wasn't. The problem with it is that it isn't a new issue. It's a very, very habitual activity that's gone on for a very long time. And as workplaces change and demand different types of behaviour, the drivers involved have to learn how to do their work differently. Amphetamine use is a habitual drug that gives someone a sense of well-being, a sense of, in the terms of the trucking industry, the sense of well-being is that they are going to deliver on time the load that they are carrying. So this is not a party drug. It's not something to have fun on. This is something that you know you have to get from Sydney to Perth, and you have a time literally over that span where you have to make that delivery, and speed will make them feel that they're going to achieve that goal.
So you're saying that the pressure of the job can lead to substance abuse?
Definitely. And it doesn't lead to it. It's actually involved. It's happening. That's the way it operates. If you take the drug, you feel like you will achieve what you're supposed to. And so, in fact, it's almost like you get used to working with that drug and now you're being asked to work without it. And the difference that that will cause is that they won't believe that they can do the job without the drug.
Did you witness any truck drivers taking amphetamines?
Yes, and in fact, anyone can witness any truck driver. When you witness it in terms of public people witnessing it, these drivers are people who are overdosing and really sort of, you'll notice that their behaviour is quite aberrant to the others within, say, the trucking stop. And you'll find drivers will move away from them. They won't criticise them, they won't interfere in it, but you will notice hyperactivity, inappropriate language, an inability to stay still, and you know that driver's having difficulty.
And you saw that quite a bit?
I've seen it. I wouldn't say I've seen it quite a bit. When you see it, it's more one person who isn't managing their amphetamine use as the more mature users would.
Do you think that drivers on the road should be worried about that?
Oh, definitely. Any use of any substance such as speed is illegal. You know, it's against the law, and these drivers are very aware of the responsibilities and the very clear protocols that are in place that govern the industry. And there are many owner drivers and drivers who don't understand why other drivers are using the drug. And some of them may have gone through a period of using it and then worked out and had good guidance on how to do this job without it, and then they don't understand why other people are still doing it.
What about other things like pushing the speed limit?
Look, I think if you're running a business, if you're an owner driver and you have overheads, then the way that you actually maintain your business is by having a really good, solid reputation. And these reputations are built over very long periods of time. You cannot just enter into this industry and survive. The people who are in it now have been in it for a very long time. Therefore, they could not be known to behave inappropriately, speeding unlawfully, and still maintain a business that will keep out of bankruptcy. Not possible.
What did you walk away with, you know, that sense that you walked away with about being a truck driver, a job that you would like to do, an industry you would like to be involved in?
No, I wouldn't like to be involved in it. The reason is after you interview, I think I recorded at least 25 long interviews and have stayed in contact in terms of ringing people. The desperation that currently is in the industry was overwhelming at the end. And in fact, I should think two or three interviews before I stopped, I thought, I don't want to listen to any more of this. Many, many drivers had broken backs, historically had broken their back. They had missing fingers. They had a missing leg if they were no longer driving. They have diabetes. They have hearing loss. The health issues and the mental stress, I think, is something I would not want to enter into.
Very interesting insight, Dr. Jan Karp. Thank you.
Thank you
for coming on Afternoons.
Thanks for the opportunity to chat.